Bougainvillea is distinctive for its stunning magenta flowers. Bougainville is something different. It's an island chain off the northern shores of Australia and part of the country of Papua New Guinea. But maybe not for long. Bougainville could soon become a country itself. So it would be the newest country in the world. People on the islands this week voted for independence from Papua New Guinea, also known as PNG. The vote was overwhelming, 98% in favor.
Given the scale of the outcome, PNG's government doesn't really have the capacity to interpret this vote another way.
Shane McLeod is a policy researcher in Australia who specializes in PNG, Papua New Guinea. He says the people of Bougainville have been fighting for independence for a long time.
So it's a province within Papua New Guinea, but it was given special status as part of a peace agreement in 2001, which ended a pretty vicious and violent conflict that had been going on Bougainville for about 15 years or so.
So what does this vote actually mean? Does the world now have its latest sovereign country?
Not yet. It's not a binding outcome, and that was, again, part of the peace agreement. The provisions that were agreed is that PNG's national parliament would get the final say, but there's not really any sense that there's a large group of people on Bougainville who want to remain as part of PNG. Mm. And so I think that just means the momentum is that independence has to be happening. There has to be a timeline for it.
Bougainville, it's not a large population. Physically, it's a small island. What are the resources that the people of Bougainville could tap into, and are they even ready for independence?
Yeah, it's going to be one of the big challenges for Bougainville is economic prospects. I mean, it can barely support what it has now in terms of its special autonomous government. It's going to need resources to make itself viable, and it's going to be relying on international partners, really. It has the mineral resources. The mine that really sparked the conflict back in the late 80s, Panguna, is still got some substantial mineral resources, and a lot of people think that Bougainville's economic future will really depend on mining. Things like fisheries could be a big industry, licensing international fisheries, but it's going to be very tricky. The population will be smaller than some of the other neighbouring nations in Melanesia, like Vanuatu or Solomon Islands, and it's starting from a base where a lot of its infrastructure and a lot of the things it will need just don't exist yet.
What do Bougainvillians actually identify around? Like, what are some of the cultural icons that could unify a future nation?
People have sort of written a bit about Bougainvillean identity as something that came about as a result of colonization. And so it's really only been since Europeans came in and imposed colonialism on Bougainville that idea of Bougainville as a unit has been created. But it is something that's quite distinct now. And also some of the traditions, things like matrilineal land tenure that applies in a lot of Bougainville, means that people have a sense of culture that I think will drive that sense of identity as an independent nation.
Shane McLeod at the Lowy Institute, he's a specialist in Papua New Guinea, speaking with us from Sydney, Australia. Shane, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Marco.